So, without further ado, let's bring in our next guest. He is the star of the show at the LEC, Bowen Byram. Now up to fifth in our Sportsnet expert Sam Cosentino, his prospect rankings for the upcoming draft, and he joins us now. How's it going, Bowen?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing it. Another big win over Victoria through to the conference finals. You got to be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, it was definitely satisfying to get that over in four. I mean, they were a hardworking team, so it wasn't easy, but yeah, for sure, it's good.
Yeah, looking at that series, it wasn't an easy one, but you guys dominated offensively. You really made that goalie work. Looking back at that, and I know when you go through a sweep, you can look back at a series and say, generally, the people that watched it, you guys made it look easy. But what do you take from that series where a team that was going through their own adversity, but you went through a hot goalie? What do you look back and what can you take from that series?
Yeah, I guess just persistence. I mean, Outhouse played really well. He still had a sub for a couple of games, pushed him into overtime. So I guess just keeping going. I mean, not changing the way we play. We're confident in the way we play, and we know we can win no matter who we play. So, just sticking to our systems and keep working hard.
It had to feel good to get a little bit of revenge for last year, no?
Yeah, exactly. It was a heartbreaking loss last year in the seventh game. So for the returning guys to get a little bit of payback was good.
Well, looking back at that series, there was one key moment where you had that assist. You went for a little bit of a skate. Everybody's talking about it. Take us through that, though, because I think when you're drafted, that highlight will be played over and over again because it was pretty unbelievable looking at it from a distance.
Yeah, I guess it was just kind of a break off of a power play breakout. I kind of caught the D-man flat footed and got a bait to the net. Didn't score, and then the puck kind of bounced out this side, and I just tried to keep my feet moving, and then I ended up finding Milos back door, so it worked out well.
Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants joining us here on Reach Deep. So you got a little bit of time off. What's on the schedule? A little bit of rest, recuperation, get the batteries reset and all that?
Yeah, for sure. I think we probably have a couple days off maybe, but then we also got to get prepared for what should be a good series against either Spokane or Everett. So a lot of reps, but also we'll start our preparation very soon and get ready to go.
Okay, there's plenty of hard work ahead, but when Bowen Byram takes a couple of days off, what does he do? What's number one like on the hobby list for you? What are you doing to unwind?
I don't know, just hang out with my buddies. I mean, it's not too often you get a couple of days off throughout the season, so just hang out. Hopefully it's nice out. Maybe soak up some sun. So that's probably about it.
You have a preference on who you meet up with in the conference final here?
No, I don't think so. It kind of looks like it'd be Spokane right now. They're up 3-0. But no, I mean, we're confident no matter who we play. Obviously, either both teams are good. So it'll be a fun series.
How much Stanley Cup playoffs you getting time to watch?
I haven't really got time to watch any games yet, just for our games and whatnot, meetings going on. But I'm excited to watch some games. I mean, it's fun hockey to watch, so I'm sure I'll be tuning in soon.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Vancouver Giants defenseman Bowen Byram. And Bowen, when you do watch NHL hockey, who's your favorite player in the NHL right now? Who's on top of that list for you?
I'd probably have to say Austin Matthews. Just how dynamic he is, how good he is with the puck. He's so fun to watch. So I'd probably say him. I mean, there's lots of players around the league that are fun to watch, but Matthews is probably on the top of my list.
Playoff play for you, how has it differed, and how much did you learn from last year and what you saw and what you experienced with the playoff matchup against Victoria last year, and how you've taken that and learned from it this year?
Yeah, the playoffs are it's a different game. I mean, it's a lot faster, a lot more intense, a lot more physical. So I think just you got to work hard, and you can't take any nights, any shifts off for sure. So just keep going throughout the seven games, get through four hopefully, and keep going. But it's definitely tougher hockey to play in, so you got to be mentally tough.
How is it when you guys you beat up on Victoria pretty good last night, but you've been on a roll, and you're putting teams away when you get that opportunity, when you put them on the brink? You did that in round one as well. How has it been just how have you guys collectively made that point to really put teams away when you get the chance?
Well, I think we don't really focus on the end result of winning the series or whatnot going into a game like that. We just focus on playing our style of hockey, working hard, getting lots of pucks to the net and whatnot. So, yeah, we've closed out two series so far, so hopefully we can close out a couple more to come too.
You know, you're known as an offensive defenseman, a dynamic defenseman, but how important is it for you to be trusted defensively as well and turn into that complete defenseman when you do eventually play in the pros?
Yeah, for sure. I want to play pro hockey, so I got to make sure I'm responsible on my own end. That's kind of where everything starts. Whenever you're on the ice, there's good players out there, so you got to be responsible in your own zone. And then good defense turns into good offense. So, pardon me. Yeah, it's definitely something that I'm working hard on improving. And, yeah, I mean, it's fun, but it's a challenge for sure.
You got the playoffs going on. You guys are doing really well. You have big hopes, big dreams of what you guys can accomplish as a team this year. But individually, there's also a lot going on for you, too. I mean, the big scouting lists are coming out, and the experts are giving their opinion, and you're in the top five, the top ten, wherever it may be, and the draft lottery's on this week. How do you kind of balance all of that at once?
Well, I think it's pretty easy to keep it out of my mind when we're on a playoff run like we are. Coming to the rink, getting prepared for the games, it's pretty easy to keep that stuff to the back of my mind and keep my priority on helping the Vancouver Giants win games and playoff series.
Okay, let's be honest, Neil. Did you watch the draft lottery on Tuesday?
Well, it was on right as we were getting ready for the game.
Okay.
So actually right when we were warming up, I saw the end result on the TV in the hallway we were warming up in, and I took a quick peek at it. But after that, I was just focused on the game.
Sportsnet 650.